remember that the spring of 1936 was beautiful, but the adults were terribly afraid. They spoke of some directive from Moscow that ordered us to be thrown out of our homes just because we were Polish. On May 20th, they came for us. The agitators lied, claiming we would be better off in the new place. There were 7,000 of us from Szeptuchówka alone. We traveled for a very long time. They called us the special settlers. When the train finally stopped in Kazakhstan, there was nothing there, only grass and wind. They told us to build houses out of earth because they did not give us even a single wooden board. There were 5 of us in our family, though the authorities thought there would be only 3. Because of that, there was never enough food. But Mama said that we had each other, and we had God. In the evenings, in whispers, they taught me the Polish prayers from a small book that we managed to hide during the search. Then, even worse years came, but we survived. We carried our Poland in our hearts across that vast steppe. Today, after 90 years, I ask for only one thing. Do not forget us.
The year 1936 was marked as a time of brutal Soviet ethnic cleansing aimed at the Poles inhabiting Soviet Ukraine, who found themselves on that side of the border after the Polish-Soviet War of 1920. The first wave of deportations began on May 20, 1936. In total, throughout the entire year, approximately 14,900 households were affected by deportations. It is estimated that nearly 70,000 people were deported to the Kazakh steppe, of whom at least 60,000 were Poles. This action was the next stage of repressions against Poles in the Soviet Union, carried out since the late 1920s. It became, at the same time, a tragic prelude to the culmination of Soviet policy, the so-called anti-Polish operation of the NKVD from 1937 to 1938. The restrictions imposed by the Soviet authorities, the travel ban, the ban on correspondence, and years of isolation, severed ties with their homeland and family. For thousands of Polish families, deportation was not merely an episode of history, but the beginning of an endless separation. Despite this, they managed to transform this inhuman land into a place of dignified life. Through determination, the Polish language and tradition became part of the landscape of Kazakhstan. They survived, never forgetting their roots.